Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Told you earlier that I was on the treadmill. I know that's a shock right there at the start of the story. And I was watching Get Up, as I always do.
Treadmill in the kitchen?
Yeah, right next to the fridge. It's got a cup holder for my beer.
I've actually made it. This is like the 15th commitment I've made this year to get back into better shape. We'll see if I keep it.
You got it. You got it.
I made 185 pounds. It's shaped differently.
It is shaped much
shaped
differently.
Remember,
muscle weighs more than
I know. I know. I get it.
So anyway, I was watching it, and I'm like, I just love football. I love the NFL. Like, they were just, here's Kyler Murray doing this. Here's the Raiders doing this in Pittsburgh. Here's the Kansas City-Baltimore game. Here's the end of the Seattle game with Tennessee, and look at Derrick Henry. I mean, there are so many things from yesterday. You're like, this is so great.
But then Big Ben was one of the things that has stood out to me over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you've been on that for
a while.
It's
hard. I mean, he's been brilliant in his career. It's hard to watch now.
And they don't protect him well either, and he needs it even more. No. But as great as the NFL is, I mean, they get in this room in the offseason. They go, well, okay, we got a great product.
Mm-hmm.
We're awesome. We make all this money, TV money, everything that we do. We're building bigger stadiums.
It's glorious.
It's glorious. So how can we make the game of football better? And someone raises their hands and they say, let's throw more flags. Fans want to see more flags.
Yeah.
How about we design a rule where if someone simply claps in the face of an opponent who just got tackled, we'll call taunting. That's what people want to see. I know people. I know football fans. That's exactly what our fans need, is they need more flags. Like, It's so stupid. We've talked about this from the start of training camp. Cuddy even asked us about this when we had him on for the first time. What do we think about this? It's stupid. These referees do a poor enough job as it is, figuring out if a guy's inbounds or out of bounds, or all the tough call, holding or not a hold. And then now all of a sudden we're asking them to throw flags when a guy, look, you know, is simply clapping because it's in the direction of a player.
It's sort of like the targeting rule to me in a lot of ways. You can interpret whether or not something is worth a flag or not, just in simple terms. Like, I've seen taunting and go, yeah, that, you know what? That's a flag. And then I've seen other things and go, you know, that's not taunting. That's just, guys play an emotional game, a physical game, And like, you'll know it when you see it. You know when it's over the line. It's very easy to discern. It's very easy, I think, to interpret. It's very easy to actually identify, in my opinion. Now, there's two thoughts. I agree with you 100%. Like, there's no reason to throw more flags.
More flags.
But there are scenarios and situations where I think a flag isn't a bad idea. I'm not necessarily going to tell you that some of the things I saw this weekend were deserving a flag, regardless. Like, if you feel marijuana should be legal, fine. If it's not, and you test positive, and you're going to face the ramifications, like, that's on you. So, like, the rule sucks.
Are you talking about Gibson should have known because it was right in the face?
Yes.
Right, that's what I said. It was like a bad rule, but he should have known.
Both can be factually correct, or in my opinion.
My rant, though, is not about Gibson in general, and he should know, because they have been emphasizing this. The referees have been clear.
They should know.
But still, it's a dumbass rule to begin with.
Yes.
Why are you crazy? What are they doing?
I don't know.
Like, the violence is as little as it's ever been in NFL football to begin with, right? There is as little hitting as there's ever been. You cannot launch yourself anymore. You can barely touch the quarterback. There are lots of things you can't do anymore. So what are they scared a little taunt is going to lead to?
I don't know if they think it's going to lead to something, or they're just playing the holier than thou card where
it's stupid.
It's not a part of our game. Like, look, you're making billions of dollars on these great athletes colliding over and over and over again and doing these things that only a half of 100 of 1% can actually do. I mean, it's been glorious. It really has. I don't know what the emphasis is here. Like, again, I know when you're being a jackass. And there are I'm not saying you in general, but I'm just saying, like, there are plenty of times when you go, dude, I mean, that's stupid. And a flag a flag fits for me right there. 9 out of 10 times, that's not going to be the case. So I don't know why they had they're putting this initiative in. And I believe that over the course of the season, we're in week 2, that they'll pull back. I think they're trying to send a message. I think it's a silly message, but I think they're trying to send a message. And I think by the halfway point, you won't see as many of these. But I don't get what it is that they're trying to do. I really don't.
312-332-3776. If you're just getting into your car today, the speculation is that Andy Dalton has a bone bruise in that knee. It's when the two bones collide within the knee as he had took that extra step going out of bounds, and it creates a lot of torque and damage.
You could tell it's something kind of slow motion showed it kind of jiggled or did something where you're like, yeah.
You saw the bone jiggle, huh?
I saw his leg kind of do something that looked a little different.
So Ian Rappaport's been on this, and a lot of people say that these bone bruises is like a lot. I've always been conditioned to think, well, a bone bruise is like when the baseball hits someone right on the knee. Like, okay, he's got a bone bruise, right? But this is about the knee inside colliding, the bones.
Well, I think you could probably get a bone bruise from being hit, like on the your kneecap or something with a baseball. But
right.
this is a different kind of bone.
And a lot of people say it could be a 2 to 4 week injury. So we don't know. The Bears aren't saying about his availability for the weekend. We'll find out more.
You're going to have to follow the protocol with regard to the injury list as the week goes on, but there's nothing required at this point.
We think it's going to be Justin Fields, but then again, what about after this week or in 2 weeks if it keeps him out 2 weeks? Matt Nagy was asked by Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune if healthy. He laid it out there perfect. He said, if healthy, is Andy Dalton your starting quarterback?
If Andy is healthy, is he your start? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad. That's 100% scheme.
So whatever it's scheme or not, oftentimes you'll hear a coach say, who's my starter? I'm not getting into it. You could have left it at that. I'm not getting into it. I'm not getting into it.
Yeah, less is more. Follow that lead that Bill Belichick and others.
None of that happened there is egregious or anything. No. We all would have been at peace with the Matt Nagy word salad, whatever, in this silly debate about. But fine, he didn't want to tell you. Then all of a sudden, I guess PR and him had a conversation, and he didn't understand Biggs's question. He didn't understand that Biggs was saying if healthy.
He repeated the question.
If Andy is healthy, is he your start? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
I mean, how do you not understand the question when you repeat if Andy is healthy? So then PR says, is this what you want to go with? And he goes, no, clarify, go back in there and clarify to them that if Andy is healthy, he's our starting quarterback. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean for this week? Does this mean no matter when Andy gets healthy, 3 weeks down the road, no matter how Justin Fields plays, so we don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know if they know what's going on. I don't trust him to devise a game plan correctly or develop Justin Fields because he can't get out of his own way in general.
There aren't very many examples of people feeling good about what they heard at a Bears press conference in recent years. It just isn't.
No.
And I've said, there's a lot of words and there's not a whole lot of connecting the dots.
So when you rant against John Fox, now you are good friends with John Fox. I happen to get to know him a little bit through you. We like John Fox,
yeah.
So maybe we're biased. But when you rage and complain about John Fox not giving you anything, just remember this guy who we're like, shut up already. Stop talking. Just take the Belichick road. You know, just say nothing.
Listen, it would serve him better if he just treated everybody with less. Nice.
You don't have to be a jerk.
Again, I think that's one of his qualities is he likes, he repeats your name or says your name when he answers his question.
He can still do that, Brad.
Well, look,
when Andy's healthy, whether that's tomorrow or in 2 weeks, we'll determine that when it comes. Bam. Now, I just went into cap. Juice in Oak Forest. Shame on me. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Juice?
Well, I got two quick things. I think that, first of all, that injury is going to linger on the rest of the season. That bruised bone, in air quotes, that's going to linger the whole season. And that's going to be – that's just a graceful way of getting rid of him and making Fields our starter. I mean, that, I think it's obvious. I don't even think there's any doubt that we'll never see Dalton again.
What was the second thing? Didn't you say you had two thoughts?
What'd you say?
And two things. Just your trip to Vegas, that Circa. We were there for the, what do you call it? The basketball. The
NCAA tournament.
Tournament?
We were there for March, whatever it's called. That pool out, it's insane.
Insane.
You guys are
going to be even more insane when we get there.
It's crazy. It's going to be... I regret not getting in there, but yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Well, look, you can still get out there.
Come on.
Call a travel agent. Get on Orbitz. Book something.
I guess I could still do that.
Maybe yes, you could.
All right, Juice. There you go.
All right, thanks, guys.
There's Juice. Andy Dalton did suffer an injury. We saw that. Yeah. He didn't make up any sort
of
injury.
Again, I go back to what I said earlier. Like, Matt Nagy has had no problem telling you how he feels about the quarterback situation. And I can't, like, it's been 85-15 in terms of people just pelting him with, what the F are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he has stayed firm with it. And he's stayed locked in. I'm not telling you he's doing it right or he's doing it wrong, but he's been very committed to this. And he had an opportunity after Andy Dalton actually played well. And you saw a rookie make some rookie mistakes to say, hey, guys, this is what I've been trying to tell you all along. That maybe Justin isn't ready right now, and maybe Andy gives us the best chance to win, especially if we're playing really good defense, we're taking the ball away, we got a veteran quarterback who's going to limit the mistakes. He had the opportunity to say, see, not in so many words, but just be like, yes, Andy Dalton is our starting quarterback when he's healthy. Like, and he didn't even take the opportunity to follow his own game plan that he's been stuck to now for several months.
Ann in Bartlett, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ann?
Hi there, guys. I just wanted to comment on the taunting fouls yesterday.
Sure.
I have to be a youth sports coach, and of course I teach my little kids to be nice and play nice and be good sports. However, I feel like adult men... doing a little smack talking in a they're professionals. It's not a playground. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, again, I mean, I can envision a scenario where I personally, and I may see it differently than everybody else, where I could see where a flag would be an adequate response by an official. Like, don't be a Richard. Don't, you know, like, there are certain things that I say, like, at the end of the day,
it's good mantra in life and anything.
Can we flag dumb celebrating? Like, if you're down 3 touchdowns and you get up and you do the first down,
it's
marker,
not a bad idea.
Flag for stupidity.
I don't want more flags.
But flag is 15 yards because you're
fine.
Dumb.
How about a fine? A letter from the FedEx.
No. That's fine.
No, you're either for celebrations or you're not.
No, because if it's a dumb celebration, what are you celebrating?
Barry Minter.
What are you celebrating a first down when you're down 3 scores?
Well,
what are we doing here?
Well, I thought you guys wanted to, this is entertainment.
Hey, Jamar Chase did it right. Did you guys see what he did after he
flipped the ball
at
the official?
He went right to the sideline. He didn't even try and give a high five to any of his teammates. They went right to the sideline. You got to give credit to the young guy there.
That's like,
because he dances. When he gets touched last week, he scored a touchdown. He did a whole dance in the end zone. Yeah. But they were
okay, but this is now this point going forward. Okay, it's a stupid rule. I get it. If you know they're on the lookout for it now,
and you know
when you get up and you make a big hit or you strip the ball or you have an interception, and if you turn to your teammate and you guys are celebrating or you run into the end zone and you lay down and you take the picture. Like, you're going to be okay with that. Well, if you get up and stand over a guy and clap in his face.
Right. It's got to be directed towards a guy. Right.
Like, know that. Whether you think it's stupid or not, know that they're going to call that.
I don't like 55 on the highway, but I know that if I'm going 80, I'm getting pinched.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, you, okay.
I think 55 is stupid in 2021.
We get it. It's a stupid rule. I get everywhere. It. Right. If, hey, listen, if they're still testing for marijuana and you test positive and it comes with a 4-game suspension and you smoke and you get busted, it may be a stupid rule, but the rule has been collectively bargained. Like, I mean, come on. If it's a rule, even if it's a dumb rule, you know that you have to abide by the dumb rule.
The dude abides. All right, coming up in about 20 minutes, we will give away the trip to Vegas. You keep hearing all this hype about Circa and how great we're going to, the time that we're going to have in Vegas. So be listening for your name. More of your phone calls, 332-3776. And I do believe we have a quick version of the good, the bad, the dirty.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000. The good.
It's gone! Oh, my God!
The bad.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
And the dirty.
I'm talking about nasty.
Wow. So many stories are running through my head right now.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
The good, the bad, the dirty, usually at about 4:30, but we've got the trip giveaway coming up at 4:35, so we didn't want to interfere with that. Brought to you by Vans Industrial, working safe to since 1964. It was great to see everyone from Vans Industrial at the ESPN Golf Classic that we had a week ago. It was a week ago. When was that? Today? A week ago today?
Tuesday.
A week
tomorrow.
Ago Tuesday. Yep. Those guys are awesome. They had a foursome there, maybe a couple foursomes, but it was great to see them. All right, Waddle, one thing good, one thing bad, one thing dirty. What's your good?
My good is the play of Derek Carr. Look at what the Las Vegas Raiders have done over the last 2 weeks. They played the Monday Nighter at home, but they were playing Baltimore, a good team, a good defense. They've lost some guys to injuries, but that's still a good defense. And then they went on the road yesterday to Pittsburgh against a defense that is as dominant as anybody. And over the course of the last 2 weeks, Derek Carr has completed 67% of his passes. He leads the NFL with 817 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, just 1 interception. And again, playing against the Ravens and the Steelers against 2 really good defenses. Derek Carr and that Raiders offense is getting her done.
Those West divisions are incredible, aren't they? In both conferences.
You're right.
I got a two-prong approach about last night's football game. That's my good. But it's a couple of versions of it. Number one, Waddle and I had a conversation on Friday about how Waddle doesn't tweet during games because sometimes it takes away. I like to tweet during Bears games. But, yes, I'm always looking at Twitter, and sometimes you miss stuff. The game was so good yesterday. I heard you in my head. And I put the phone down for, like, almost the entire second half.
Was your battery out?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because I was in bed and I have the charger right there at the bedside, you know, got to charge the phone. And I'm like, I'm putting the phone down, I'm going to focus. And it was glorious. The second part of this is, I didn't tell you this, but, you know, I've been squinting lately, noticing things far away that have been blurry to me. And I finally went to an ophthalmologist. And he said, I'm nearsighted. You know, I guess that's when you see near well, but you're not good farsighted. Do you know how good the HD television is these days? I've been missing this for years because now I have glasses for the first time. And I, like, it's this whole new
world. Yeah, I know how the HD TV is.
But
yeah.
It's, like, I didn't realize how bad my vision was. So twofold watching this game with glasses was I put the phone down and I noticed how good the screen was.
Well, maybe staring at your phone with a degree of regularity that you've been doing for years now has, in fact, had a negative effect to your eyeballs.
You think they're related?
I think maybe there's a chance.
You need to limit your screen time. Yeah. Like, it's bad.
Well,
or wear those,
I know, but
wear the blue blocking.
Well, but I don't think that will
wear
ruin
shady
your
rays.
Distant vision.
I just, listen, whether it's...
I'm not an eye doctor. None
I'm
of
just
us are
saying,
eye doctors.
Maybe it has a negative effect on anything eyeball related.
Maybe.
I just like that. You know how good HD TV is?
Yeah, I know.
You guys really need to get in on this.
And of course I know, but I kept doing this.
Oh, yeah.
It was like...
game, isn't it?
It was like someone gave me 3D glasses.
So
like, I'm like, oh my God.
You got your HD eyeballs in.
I went through that like 2 years ago, and I finally got glasses, and I still do it to this day, where I do the little test. I take the glasses off, and then I put them back on. I'm like, wow, this is so cool.
Man, I wish I had that vision.
Whether you have your glasses on or you have them off, the Bears still had 206 yards of offense.
Still throwing for 80 yards.
I'm legally blind without my contacts, so I don't know that life. It's either seeing nothing or getting arrested for driving.
What's your good? It's not that you're legally blind.
No, my good is being back, I guess. I waited to go to concerts for a while because of COVID and all that stuff, and this weekend
concerts alone.
I will. Yeah,
Bears game yesterday, right?
This weekend I went to This weekend I went to Riot Fest. I went to Dead and Company with Danny Zetterman. I went to a Bears game courtesy of Chris Bleck and his fine
America's
father,
guest.
And I went. I paid for the concerts. I don't know what you're talking about. Last night at Riot Fest again. Tonight at Metallica. So
he's Metallica back, man. Metro. Can you imagine that? Metro is one of the coolest venues. In Chicago,
it's my favorite
to see this awesome band in a crowd of 800 people
with a couple of your best friends, or at least one of them,
with JR.
I mean, why you got to twist the knife like that?
It's pretty cool.
I know what my bad's gonna be.
What was the best that you saw?
Slipknot. By far.
Okay.
Slipknot, super heavy. I haven't seen them since high
school. There still seems some remnants of people here that were at some sort of festival walking the street.
They were amazing. They were really good.
Black, what's your good?
So my good, I'm with Adam, being back at Soldier Field for the national anthem and the team running out of the tunnel in a home football game, certainly good. If I had to give you something from the sports page, how about this? Michigan State is 3-0, and no one expected anything from them this year. Mel Tucker has them blamed. They go on the road, and they beat Miami over the weekend. They score 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. I give credit to Sparty. No one expected anything from them in the Big Ten this year, and they're playing good football.
I think the point you made, I wanted to make that point as well, that, again, after what we went through as fans, and you could speak to this, Chris, because you guys were at the game. Like last year, I think Chris Collinsworth mentioned this last night on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
There was no such thing really as home field advantage last year because there was no fans. Like you can actually feel advantage that you get from playing in your own.
Situation though. When Fields came in, the entire offense was like, "Whoa, come on, guys, we get this,
we get it." We spent a lot of time on Friday talking about boos for Dalton. Honestly, I didn't really
didn't
hear much.
Well, he got
much
off to a good start.
Yeah,
that
but
was
like
key.
Even when they brought him out the first time and things weren't necessarily going right for the Bears. I know they scored early, but there wasn't really the murmur that you would hear back in the day for Trubisky like 2 years ago. Okay. That was a whole different thing.
Waddle, what's your bad?
My bad was the game was good. The Vikings and Cardinals game, but the Vikings drove 9 plays, 58 yards into field goal range to win on the last play of the game, and Greg Johnson missed a 37.
High snap. Joseph. Put down. Joseph, come on! It is good!
No, he missed it. Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness. He missed it right. What a gut punch to a team. Ball that play after play toward the end fought its way back. Ugh. Missed it by like a foot and just, oh my God.
PA with a bad moment, and he came out and said, look, that one's on me. I missed it. Greg Joseph was their kicker, missed a 37-yarder.
That's fantastic, though. That wasn't a good.
Yeah.
That wasn't a bad. That's good. It's good for us. And PA, this ain't Detroit, man. You can't blow that call. You can't blow that call. You got to wait for the referee.
Yeah. True, it was a bad mistake, but PA's our guy.
Take it from the guy who called Aaron Andrew one time. Remember
it
when
happens.
It
happens. Aaron Andrews, by the way. There's two of them.
Look, it right happens,
there.
Man.
That's my point. I make a mistake every day. My bad is the old Bears first quarter. Even though things are going well, it's so typical Bears that in the first quarter, oh, okay, I got to pick a play. Okay, I didn't get it in on time. Time's running down here on the play clock. I got to take a timeout. Timeout, Andy. All right, let's talk about it now here in the timeout. And let's come out and commit the false start then. Right out of the Matt Nagy timeout. It's clockwork, and it continues to be bad.
By the way, did you see Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys terrible. Just mismanaged the clock at the end of that game? They got bailed out by Zerline.
Yeah, there were 23 seconds left. They let it roll down to 3 seconds without running a play or gaining anything. What's your guys' bad? Then we got to do it real
I will
quick.
Say my bad. My bad. I will once again say I am the bad. I am the bad for not texting Chris about today's Metallica show, and I will hear about it
until
you guys forget about it. But it is bad of me for not telling Chris Bleck about today's Metallica show.
I like being in the stadium, but you know what's bad? The Bear Raid siren. Totally unnecessary, especially from the first play of the game. Completely unnecessary.
Hopefully
we don't
be
need
outlawed
it each
in
and every
tonight.
Play throughout the game on defense.
That's a good.
My dirty is the same from last week and the week before. It's Max Scherzer, another 7-inning, 2-hit, no run performance. He's got a 0.78 ERA and 9 starts with the Dodgers. He's given up 5 earned runs since he's been a Dodger.
Pretty crazy. Did you see the Lance Lynn's press conference on Saturday? I tweeted out the picture. I was watching on NBC Sports Chicago. They set up the banner, the White Sox banner, right in front of the toilet. But yet they didn't block out the toilet. It was fantastic. Right in front of the crapper.
Big strikeout. Little tug.
That was dirty. What's your dirty, guys?
I am the dirty for not asking Chris to come to the Metallica show tonight. I am the dirty.
For my dirty to wrap this up,
since yesterday,
let's go to the greatest broadcaster of all time, Tony Romo, yesterday.
What was that?
He fell stepping on some grapes.
No, was he throwing up?
Is Jim okay there? What's going on in the booth? So there you go. Tony Romo.
It's awesome. You didn't doctor that, did you?
No.
Are you sure he wasn't behind Lance Lynn in the men's room?
I'm glad you finished that the way you did, because I thought you were going to say something else.
Behind Lance Lynn in the men's room for Lance Lynn's press conference.
Right.
Jim!
Coming up next. That's the sound we're going to... That's what we're going to sound after a Vegas weekend. Coming up next,
no doubt.
Someone wins a trip to Vegas. We'll call the name coming up next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
This is very exciting. I can feel the tension in the air. Earlier today, we gave away one trip to Vegas for two. And that was for all the people who attended all of our great pub crawls, courtesy of White Claw. Thank you to White Claw, continuing to support all of our fans and giving away great trips. They've partnered with us before with some trips. The Hall of Fame trip to Canton was awesome. It was...
That was fun.
I was on Facebook. I was communicating with Hester, who is one of our great, not Devin.
Oh, I was going to say, you and Devin.
No, but one of our reps from White Claw, who's great. And we were reminiscing about that. And we can't wait for this Vegas trip. So we gave away already one trip for two by calling this guy earlier. And now this is from everyone who qualified today.
Yes.
This is the second one, and it's brought to you by IDOT's LifeOrDeathIllinois.com. Starting with Cap and Jay Hood through Carmen and Yurko. Every hour, we qualified a different fan. And they're all in the hopper right now. Travis Wacker, if you're watching us on Twitch.
Wave, Travis.
He's wearing one of the obvious shirts, Baseball Needs More Tim Anderson.
I agree with that
shirt. I saw that shirt over the weekend, too.
Yes.
All right, so.
We call this a randomizer. Is that what it is?
How many names do you have in the system, Travis? You got seven names from all the hours of comp.
Seven people have qualified, and now it's time to pick the winner.
And then when we pick the name, that person will have 10 minutes to call. Now, listen, for the other six people who don't hear your name, don't stop listening then, because they may not call in. Sorry, the drummer is going to run out of steam.
No.
He's tired back here.
Yeah. He's getting tired. Build intention over here.
But remember, if that person doesn't call in 10 minutes, we're going to read another name. You better be listening, because then you'll have 10 minutes.
If you've qualified and you're not listening right now,
you're stupid.
You're dope.
All right, Waddle, hit the randomization or whatever you call it.
And
wrestle.
I feel like I have the football. You know the football, like the nuclear codes?
No, I hope not. I hope you don't have any sort of codes. I hope you have the codes for the beer fridge and for the White Claws. That's what I want Waddle to have the code for. It's about it.
Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Spinning, 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 spinning.
Joe Aroha. Joe Aroha.
Vegas! Vegas!
Is that how I pronounce his name?
Viva!
Is that how I pronounce his name?
Anastasia. Are you?
It's Joe Aroha.
Joe Aroha.
I know you can phonetically say it better than I.
It's A O R A H A.
Okay, how would you pronounce it there, Saluki?
Don't know. I'm not even gonna try.
Come on, Joe, call us.
All right, Joe, so you have 10 minutes starting now at 4:39. We will give you till 4:49 to call us at 312-332-3776.
How do we make sure we verify that this is actually Joe?
The Ernst & Young are back here. Don't worry about it.
Excellent. Sure? Good job. Ernst & Young. But Ernst & Young
Chris
are fighting right
during
now.
During the break. I can't
They're
take
fighting
it
out. Right now. Ernst & Young are fighting.
Because I would say, hey, I'm Joe.
Yeah.
But I want my friend Mark to take the trip for me. So can I put the trip in Mark Silverman's name?
It sounds like you have called radio shows when you were a young man trying to scam them to win things.
Not really at the radio shows. Oh, is this him already? I see a Joe on the... Now, have you verified? Have you quizzed him on...
Yeah.
On if this is,
yep.
All right. Let's see here. Joe...
How you doing?
Joey!
First of all, how do you say your last name?
Aroha.
Aroha. Waddle was close.
I said Aroha. Aroha.
Joe, would you like to take a trip with us to Las Vegas?
I would absolutely love to.
You're going to Vegas!
You're going to Vegas, Joe!
Woo! Who are you taking?
Oh, man.
Who are you taking?
Sylvia immediately
I'm bring
does
my brother.
It. Yeah. You put him on the spot. Well, maybe he hasn't decided
it's
yet.
A trip for two.
No, I'm bringing my brother for sure. Neither of us have ever been to a Bears game, so.
Have you ever been to Vegas, Joe?
No.
Really? Never been to Vegas.
Oh, my.
How
this
old
is going to be
Joe?
Awesome.
I'm 24 and my brother's 27.
Youngins,
fantastic!
Going
oh boy, you know what?
Damn, Joe, you and I are hanging out after the olds go to bed.
Abdallah's going to be your chaperone. Oh boy, I got kids. I got two kids older than you, Joe.
That's all right. We still have fun.
Yeah, I bet you I can drink your ass under the table. Right, no, I'm just kidding.
Probably.
Joe, when we were talking about this and hyping it, did you do what Waddle said to do, and did you Google stadium swim?
I have not yet. I was at work all day, but...
Wait till you see this thing.
Oh, it's glorious.
So they've got an outdoor sports book. They've got a beautiful indoor sports book that looks like a stadium to begin with.
I can't wait just to see the look on Joe's face when he just walks down the strip in Vegas.
Right.
And then you see,
I'm looking at it right now. That's insane.
The stadium swim, it's all the swimming pools. They've got this gigantic television screen in front of it all. And that's where we're going to be broadcasting from that Friday before the Vegas game, and it's October 8th. So, Joe, which station just gave you a trip to Vegas?
ESPN 1000 Chicago.
There you go. That's Joe. Good. Thanks, Joe.
All right, Joe. Hold congrats.
On. Thank you, guys.
That's awesome.
There's Joe.
24 years old, Joe is going to go and visit Las Vegas for the first time.
All that's possible thanks to IDOT's LifeOrDeathIllinois.com. I met those guys at the golf outing as well. We appreciate all the messages that they pass along.
Abdallah, you are officially in charge of Joe. You are Joe's chaperone.
Could it get a little ugly? Could it get a little messy? What do you mean? He sounded a subdued guy.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Earlier today, what's the guy's name? Iron Man's name.
Tony Stark. Yeah.
Tony Stark was the winner of a pub crawl trip to Vegas. Yeah. We called him and alerted him. We recorded that. Travis, is our phone call with him going to be online at all on our Instagram page? Or did we record that for no reason?
He was trying to determine who he was going to bring with him as well as his guest.
That's what I was
going to
say. So he's married. And I asked him, I go, who are you bringing?
He said, I don't know yet.
If you want to hear that, you can go to the ESPN 1000 Twitter handle. It has been posted. There you
go. Good. It's on the Twitter page. Yep. That's good.
Nothing nefarious. He just is like, hey, I got three young kids. Somebody's got to watch them.
My wife's got to stay home and watch the kids. She even went with him on the pub crawl in Naperville.
Right.
So
I think she was part of the crew with Chris and Adam, wasn't she? Or he?
Who? Tony Stark? Naperville. The first pub crawl we did, he was the last qualifier. So it paid off to go to every place.
He went to all three places, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, for sure.
Good work. And here's another reminder, too. We're going to be out and about. Our next event is Friday. We're going to be at Kenny's Irish Pub in Countryside. I'm also told that Carmen is going to join us in person.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So to do his gambling segment and give us a lot of bad tips.
Just the tips?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you were busting his seed yesterday as well.
Because I knew I could get under his skin. He's been very good with his picks. The game that he told me to put my $25 bet on the Eagles was the one
that
he got wrong. Yeah. Right? I'm just busting his chops, but he gets all
offended. But I hear a birdie told me that you had a significantly better week this week.
I did. And the guy who was bragging, Mr. Bragger, has basically gotten only three games right so far this week. Yeah, see?
So, like, there's
it's
a chance
karma.
After tonight's contest, the Packers and the Lions, there's a chance that you could actually be ahead of said person?
Or at if least you go under close. 500, does he get a refund?
That's right, and paying for picks. He pays for it.
The picks.
He fancies himself as this guy who knows how to pick games. I fancy myself as a guy who doesn't know anything about any of this, and I tell you to go against me.
He's going
to
be
and
there.
And he still could be.
It's going to be your driveway.
5:30 driveway meeting.
5:35 driveway meeting. Boy, funny.
Sir, are you okay? Sir. Sir. I'm just paying for picks.
If you missed it, Matt Nagy
said picks, right?
Picks.
Yeah. Matt Nagy probably made you roll your eyes once again over the quarterback situation. Wait till you hear what happened today. We'll play it for you next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
It's going to be a big game against Cleveland. And seeing what Matt Nagy's going to do or where this is going to go with the quarterback situation, Justin Fields. Is this his gig from here on out? The speculation is there's a bone bruise with Andy Dalton. It is not an ACL injury. But these bone bruises are the real deal, and he can miss anywhere from like 1 to 4 weeks.
Great opportunity for Justin Fields. In for Matt Nagy to try and change the narrative.
I think that's a really great point that you continue to bring up. That, yes, now come up and then he'll have all week to practice. And that's why I don't want them to take it day by day here, too. Like, pick the lane, who you want to. And
well, they should know. I mean, they should know before. Like, they're not going to tell us. But they'll know whether or not Andy Dalton is going to be available or not.
And we're all expecting it to be Justin Fields,
yes,
right? If it wasn't something that was hindering his process, he would have been able to play when he came back the second time,
You would have thought.
He gave it a try and really couldn't do it, I guess. Matt Nagy was asked the important question today, knowing that now it's an injury. And a lot of people think it fits perfectly for Nagy because he gave Dalton the chance. Now he doesn't have to make the decision. Dalton will probably miss the game, and now you can start with Fields, and the process begins with the growing pains in developing him on the field. But yet he wouldn't commit to that. Take a listen to Matt Nagy when Brad Biggs asked him if healthy is Andy Dalton the starter.
If Andy is healthy, is he your starter? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad. That's 100% scheme.
So that's Brad Biggs. Okay, fine, whatever the scheme or not. But I'm not telling you.
It should not have come as a surprise as well. Like, you should have known that, like, when you repeat the question, it almost is, to me, as you're reading people, he's trying to
buy time
to come up with an answer in his mind. But this is a question that he should have anticipated that somebody was going to ask.
Well, and I'm fine. I don't need him to win press conferences. I just need him to have a handle on the team.
Right.
And then and just like last week when he's like, Eddie Goldman, the arrow is going up. Just like in August when he said, Tevin Jenkins, the arrow is pointing up, and Tevin Jenkins ended up having surgery. Eddie Goldman, the arrow is pointing up, followed by then, after he said that comment, 2 days of Eddie Goldman not practicing, and the arrow was clearly not pointing up. Whatever. So then today, you know, I'm not going to tell you. You know, it's a scheme that I'm not telling you. In the hallway when he's walking out with the PR guy, they somehow came to the conclusion that it needed to be clarified that Andy Dalton is indeed their quarterback if he's healthy. So the Bears PR staff went back in, went to the full room of reporters and said, Matt wants me to clarify. He wants a clarification on this. He didn't understand Brad's question after he repeated it.
If Andy is healthy, is he your star? That's something.
He repeated it, but he wanted to clarify that Andy Dalton is the starter if healthy.
So, maybe. How about this? Maybe, again, as they're guarding national secrets, maybe they're trying to trick the Cleveland Browns into preparing for Andy Dalton.
Kevin Stefanski right now.
Yes,
he's so confused.
Yes, he's probably locked himself in a room and he's in a panic mode.
See, but again, now this brings up the conversation. Does it matter how Fields plays, or are you just starting the process of his growth on the field, getting experience that way? And like, what I don't want happening is Fields getting a couple of starts, and then we're going back to Andy Dalton because he's, quote, healthy. You know, the Patriots didn't go back to Drew Bledsoe when Drew Bledsoe was great. He was a good quarterback in New England.
He was good. Great would be a strong description, but he was good.
He was pretty. He was pretty damn good.
He was good.
You know, it like you either start the process or you don't. And I feel
Bledsoe
like,
had what he had like a collapsed lung or a lacerated something. And I know it took Tom Brady a while to get up to speed and be a really good player, but I don't think that. I think by the time that Drew Bledsoe was ready to come back, Tom had turned the corner and was actually playing
but
well.
Do you remember Brady then got hurt in one of the playoff games
That's right.
And Bledsoe won it for them?
That's right.
So then the week of the Super Bowl, it was still in doubt on who, maybe not in doubt, Belichick's mind.
Right.
But the question was, would it be Bledsoe or would it be Brady?
Yeah.
So, and then went back to the kid, and the kid turned out to be the GOAT.
The greatest of all time. He's still dropping dimes at the age of 44.
It's incredible.
5 touchdown passes, no interceptions yesterday.
Thank you to your Chicagoland Acura dealers. They brought us Victory Monday today. We're a little short because we've got White Sox baseballs. They continue to trim down their magic number, and we're going to have all the coverage once they do, of course, right here on ESPN 1000. Thanks to Black and Abdallah. We're back tomorrow right at 2 o'clock talking Bears with you. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Sox Tigers next. Have a great night.
It's the classic.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all, and to all a good night.